from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Drive is live, and a lot to get to. You hear Clint Sterner right there, Tyler Milner, back in the building. Thanks for however you're taking us in, YouTube and Twitch. Those of you listening to us on Sports Radio 610, however you are taking us in, the Odyssey app, we appreciate you joining us and rolling with us. And it's back, baby. It's back. Ain't going nowhere, baby. This thing right here,
I'm telling you.
I got another 6 months with this puppy.
He got one of them old last leg laptops. We're doing a radio show in here. Y'all get ready, boys.
Somebody needs to take a hammer to that.
Get ready. Well, hell, it looks like somebody already has. The rubber's coming off of the palm, what are those called, palm pads. And if you look from my angle over here, that screen is warped as hell. It's been hot a few times.
Man,
and so,
warped, man. Yeah, it's good times.
I don't know
it's
exactly. Good times. What is that all over them? What is that all over
them? Listen, hey, man. Back up, man.
What is that all over your fingers, man?
What's on your fingers?
Right here. That right there. What is that?
This
crap all over the keys.
It's a little dirty.
What is
it? It's been
what are you doing? Is Nicholas playing in the yard with your laptop or what?
What are you doing? Why don't you? I'm not sitting there about your headphones.
Well, I mean, they're broke, but they're not dirty.
Sure they are. They are dirty.
I'm missing a key, but it's not dirty. Why you got dirt on your keyboard?
There's a little dirt. Hey, man, what? Hey.
How did that happen?
Hey, get it together in there, all right? Reel it in.
I'm just curious.
First off, you don't talk to me until you're going to take your hat off and stop disrespecting your barber. You go in there today, you did it again. You got a nice haircut. I see she did the best she could with your beard.
She's
very
talented.
And she's lined it up, and you're going to disrespect her by wearing that hat again. So stop
not disrespect. She respects my style.
Take your hat off real quick.
Nope.
Let's see it.
Did you wait till you got in the car to put the hat on?
Let me see it.
Of course. Okay. I don't put it on.
Take it off. Let me see it. Come on. Oh, Tyler.
He's got the part and everything going.
Tyler. Why are you wearing that hat?
That's slick, T.
That's it, man. And it would have been better had you never put the hat on.
Yeah,
you lost a little.
You flattened it a bit. You lost a little bit of life with your hat, man. You flattened it a little, especially with that hat backwards. But, man, that's a good head of lettuce right there, boys.
Great look.
I am looking good.
Good. No, I mean, that is a full-blown white man lineup beard.
Look good, feel good, do radio good. Let's get it.
Yeah, you see mine.
Hey, y'all need to take a picture together and show the two different worlds of beard trimming.
Man, shout out to B, man. He got me right. Got me right last night. I mean, it looks good. I just like, look at that.
Thank you.
Where don't put that hat on, but that's some
ladies.
That's just some real disrespect.
Hey, in the break, come in here. I'll fix that cow lick in the back, bro.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'll hook you up, man. I'm taking care of boogers and noses and cow licks on the back after haircuts, man. I got y'all.
I got a booger in my nose?
No, you don't. Lopez had a nice little hanger,
Lopez,
man.
I bet he has some ratchet
boogers. Nice little hanger, man. Down on that mustache.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah. It can get all crusty if you leave it in the stash too long.
Yeah, it must have been blending in because I didn't. He's got
a little salt and pepper in there, and that, like, it wasn't a real green booger. It was a white one, so there must not have been there. I mean, he's not backed up, you know, he's in good shape. His snot's white. As long as it's not, when it, the greener it gets, that means you're sick.
Right, means right. Infection.
His was a little lighter, and it blended in with that salt and pepper in that stash he had.
The greener you get, the sicker you get.
Green boogers, man. That means you backed up a bit, man. You got to get a little penicillin,
Might need to get you some antibiotics out here if that's the case where you are. All right,
get some penicillin.
By the way, hey, we only got an hour show tomorrow.
Is that it?
So we got to really bring it.
I got a no-hour show tomorrow.
All right, that's fine. And then you should really, like, today's turd list. So this is going to be 3 weeks in a row you're going to slide out of best of the week. This turd list, you better bring it working. Today. God, you better bring this.
Oh,
sucker.
I'll bring it.
You better bring that sucker today. Got to bring it, baby. Well, we only got an hour show tomorrow. Hey, game.
Got a game, baby. That's football
pre-game,
is baby. Back.
Pre-game. Pre-game tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. As
rock and roll, meow.
As the just stops me in my tracks every time, man. I can't. As the Texans, they will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow. And Clint, our quarterback here, makes me wanna get into the quarterback conversation.
All right, let's
like,
do
like,
it.
Like that's the jump. Like last week, Davis.
We
Mills,
should do it more often.
I think we do it a good, but even more, huh?
Even more, yeah, man.
Even more. Really stacked. Yeah, as, what did Bobby say? Stack days on days.
stack days, man. Be consistent. Stacking. Stack days, man. Give them your best. Hell, that's what I got, man. What do you say? I'm here for it.
All right. This was D'Amico talking about what they're looking at. He was on with Kay Adams. Oh, almost said it. Almost read what was typed.
Read it, bro.
He was on with Kay Adams. And I want you all to listen.
That beauty mark.
Tyler types up what it is when he puts audio in.
I want y'all to have a good audio description.
And he almost catches me with saying it. So I want you all, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. It says this, D'Amico with Kay Adams, and then there are two more words that follow Kay Adams. If you can guess what freaky-ass Tyler
two blanks.
Has texted, it is D'Amico with Kay Adams, blank, blank, 53 seconds on Stroud's reps against the Steelers.
Two
I'm
words.
I'm going to pull in the carpet all the way out. But what do you
is
think
the second
those
word,
two?
Three letters. The second word, three
yes.
letters. Okay.
Two words.
Two words.
Both one syllable. Wait. No.
No.
Two
no,
syllables and one syllable.
Oh, that gave it away. That gave it away.
Three syllables total.
That gave it away. I got it. Let me know when you're ready for my guess.
Let's hear from D'Amico.
Okay. Okay.
And her. I want to give the people a shot, too.
She had a great voice, too.
Two words.
I haven't seen it yet, by the way, for the record.
two words. Here's D'Amico and Kay Adams.
Hey, Kay.
Like, I know that if you give me the snaps, it will do well for me and I will go viral. I don't know why we care otherwise. Why do we care? Why are us reporters so obsessed with who's getting what and when?
Football is back, right? Football is back. Everybody's so excited to actually see the starters get out and play. How many snaps they're playing.
No, that's such bullshit. That is such an optimistic way to look at it. You know what it is? I feel bad for y'all because the decisions you have to make, one drive or two or whatever, everyone just wants to know so they can pin it on you if it goes poorly.
Yeah.
That's it, and I hate that for you guys. That said, how many drives will I see C.J. Stroud in against the Steelers?
We'll see. I don't know. right now, we'll probably see, you know, two drives. It all depends on how well the first drive goes, right? But I'm expecting them to go out and get at least one or two drives. And as far as guys, just to get used to playing again. I know back when I played, it was no question. Like, you were playing first quarter, you were playing a half, you were playing a half and into the third. So it was no question about who's playing, who's not playing.
All right, one or two drives is what he said that they could see C.J. Stroud. Clint, do you have your guess? Because the text line and people on YouTube and Twitch have rolled in, including one that had two of them, and the last one said, I know my brother. So I'm guessing Sterling checked in, and I want to say Sterling, 100, you're 100% correct.
Nailed
you
it.
You do know your brother. So Clint, before we get into our thoughts on C.J. Stroud tomorrow, do you have the two-word phrase that he used after D'Amico with Kay Adams?
I'm going to say sex E ass.
That's right.
Nailed
sexy
it.
Sexy ass, yep.
Yes, she is, baby.
It looks like this is Sterling who says, Kay Adams, sexy ass, followed
boy,
by,
bro.
I know my brother. A couple of close-in. Another sexy ass, hot ass, skunk ass, huh? Okay, could be what? Fine ass, got what? A couple of other fine ass, beautiful ass. We got a
love all of those,
yeah,
and all of them fit. Really.
Two words, sexy ass. So good job from
great job, Drive Family.
Really love how you enunciated that too as well, Clint.
Y'all know me.
That was the two that he said. That's what gave it away. I was going fine or sexy, one of the two.
Sexy.
And I was gonna, I was leaning heavily on sexy because Tyler's the perversion, which I love. I say that respectfully. So I was gonna lean sexy, and then when he said it was two syllables, I knew. I mean, it was just, you know. Oh,
she's such an angel, dudes.
Yeah.
She's such an angel, dudes.
Such an angel, dude. Before we get to that one more time, because I've seen this a couple of times, because I told Tyler to take off his hat. A couple of people rolling in. It's a cap, not a hat. Someone said, you're in Texas. It's a cap, not a hat. I would say to you.
Say it again.
You're in. I saw a couple people say it's a cap, not a hat.
No, I completely disagree.
I was going to say, because this person said, you're in Texas, Ron. FYI, it's a cap,
no,
it's not a hat.
Are we talking about what's on his head?
Yes. I want to say there may be some folks that call it a cap.
Right,
but I don't want to say that there is that is universal to Texas.
I would lean.
Clint wouldn't say it's a cap, and no. I would tell you there
wouldn't
are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that look like myself and Figgy and the new fellow who just got brought into the fold, Brandon Scott, that don't call that damn thing a cap. I listen. Almost every person in my barbershop is from Houston, Texas, and live in Texas. And I am for certain they don't call what's on Clint and what's on Tyler's head a cap.
Yeah, it ain't.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have one individual in my life of any age or any gender that uses the term cap.
I was gonna say
the person
cap.
I know in your life named Cap. I know for damn sure. He says kinfolk to me every time I see him. I know that person ain't never called it a cap.
That is true. That is the truth. If you said cap to him, he said for my pen? That's the only thing I got cap on.
Someone text in, he's right, it's a cap. I'm just telling you, person.
There's synonyms, guys. Why are we arguing out there, Drive Family?
That is to your way of the world of Texas. I'm guaranteeing you. There are a lot of people in Texas.
Where is cap? Where is cap on the list? I go
third.
Hat, lid.
Same.
I don't know. I don't know that I get to cap.
I think cap's my third. It's hat, lid, cap.
Yeah, I don't use.
Because
if I say cap for it.
I heard like ball cap. No, yeah.
Topper.
It's just hat or I've said lid. Yeah, I never said topper. No, I never said that. All right. Let's get it here. All right, one or two series. Clint and the people, you can chime in on this as well. This is a universal question. What should be the expectations for C.J. Stroud tomorrow? And I do want to put this as a point of reference. Last Thursday in the first preseason game, Davis Mills got two drives like it looks like D'Amico is saying for C.J., and he was 10 of 13, 102 yards with one touchdown. And zero turnovers. So I am curious for you, what are the expectations for you tomorrow when you go see C.J. Stroud in his first preseason game?
Yeah, I want 15 to 20 reps. I mean, I think you look at least one good drive. One good drive meaning, you know, 40 to 50 yards. I don't care if it ends in points necessarily, but 40 to 50 yards, let's say 8 to 10 plays. If that comes first, then they may just, if they're completely happy and everything's perfect with C.J. Stroud out there the first series, then they may call it quits at that point. But I think the cap is 15 to 20 plays. I think the cap is probably three drives. That's giving you enough room for one of those three and out type drives that just D'Amico himself said, you know, it's hard to say if you don't know what the drive's going to look like. And it just, to me, it just defeats the purpose of ever putting him out there, any of these guys out there, if it's, oh, we're just going to go two series, even if them two series is a total of six plays. I mean, to me, it's got to be 20 plays may be a little bit much, but I think the 15-play range is a good cap on two to three drives. One of those drives needs to be a you know, 7-8 play, 40 to 50 yards. Now, if it's better than that, cool. But one of those drives needs to be a feel-good drive so we can put our cap on and you know.
Or our hat on.
Coach, what I say?
Put our cap on.
Yeah. Put our ball cap on and get on the sideline and
that don't even come out fluid.
Yeah, put the ball cap on and get on the sideline.
You didn't say brim before though. That's one.
That's a brim of my hat. I haven't said it referring to a brim.
Right. Trying to throw it out so much.
Yeah, but look, put the hat on the sideline, coaching hat on, and let's ride.
Yeah,
and that's what's got to happen.
No, I do. Listen, first off, and I think you would agree there. There's nothing that he can do that would make you concerned tomorrow, he could come out on two straight drives and throw two picks, and I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what CJ is for me. I think the big thing that stood out with Davis last week was just how just on time and how fluid the offense looked, and that would be my expectation from CJ. It's just, hey, this thing look on time and fluid and look like, hey, we're in, like, we got control of this thing and doesn't look like people are confused, right? I think that was the big takeaway for them because, listen, man, in a preseason game against the Steelers, one or two drives, like, I have confidence in what C.J. Stroud is. We watched him do it 17 weeks last year. I know he can play quarterback in the National Football League. And then outside of that, Clint, is, ooh, Tyler, just walk off the field, Jack. There it is right there. Just get off the field. Come on, man. And then, what'd you say, 15, 20 snaps? However many it is. Here we go, man. Just let this thing run as crisp as possible and just get off the field. Like, he's not one. There are a couple of people, Clint, that I would look at, and if they had some mistakes and poor performances where I could potentially be concerned, especially some of those cats up front, but not CJ. I think that's it. Just run it, Chris. I don't need him to match what Davis did. Just crisp, and let's get on here and get our work in and get out.
Well, look, I would imagine it's not going to be as easy. Look, I mean, the truth of the matter is in that Hall of Fame game when Davis Mills was out there, everything was extremely vanilla from calling the play in the huddle to not having a lot of pre-snap movement. To the defense not disguising and not rolling coverage. In fact, I don't even know if the film's available, to be honest with you, but I would imagine there was probably two, maybe three coverages used, and they're all coverages that you saw in high school. And so everything was extremely vanilla. There was very little to no processing. It's just get in and out of the huddle, play catch. It's not going to be that easy this week. The truth of the matter is they're going to show a little bit more. And the Steelers are going to play, maybe not all their starters, they're going to play some of their starters. So whether you're looking at, the different coverages and the different schemes being played defensively, or you look at, they may throw a pressure in there from time to time, which we didn't see last week. You look at the guys that are just a caliber player that's going to be playing, the chaos around the quarterback is going to be significantly different. We'll see how the offensive line holds up, particularly the guys in the middle. But Davis Mills was 4 or 5 yards of cushion, plenty of room to step and follow through on all his throws, and good clear eyesight, good throwing windows, and plenty of cushion from the DBs multiple times. It's not going to be as easy as it was for Davis Mills.
It was but still.
But to your point, it was crisp. It was.
Yes. Like, there are sometimes you watch guys or offenses get together, and it's like, whew, man, they don't even have just the housekeeping stuff together. They just look like they're all over the place with things. So big one tomorrow to finally see these guys, as many of the ones. And I'm really curious to see how many guys actually play. How many guys? We saw that list of guys who hadn't practiced this week and didn't practice yesterday. It'd be interesting to see how many of those guys will actually suit up. All right, coming up, let's do a reset. The Astros have the day off. Let's do a reset on two important things as they head down the stretch. We'll discuss that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
The Drive.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome in. We appreciate you joining us here on The Drive. You have helped us make us the number one drive time show in all of Houston. Drive time sports show. Drive time sports show in all of Houston. We appreciate you listening to us. Hey now. As the leader of the ship here, y'all need to calm down over there on YouTube and Twitch now. All right, now, we're just having a good time now. Just sports takes. I mean, we got fools up here talking about, hey, man, meet me up here on I-45 and destinations. Let's calm down now. Just having a good time here.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
All right, let haters hate.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, sometimes it's just one of them days, man.
Somebody.
It's just one of them days. You gonna find out.
Somebody in that wish mode. Well, yeah. I wish.
You gonna find out today. You gonna find out you can't fight today.
We don't need to find out.
Somebody.
We don't need to be getting in our cars.
Ease up to main event if you want to.
Yeah, we don't need to. Nobody. Go ahead. Listen. If you're going to main event to bowl and eat them big-ass pretzels,
yeah, man.
I mean, that's fine. A little laser tag, that's cool. Hey, let's chill out now.
No, I mean, look here. We got thick skin up here, man. You don't like the show. You don't like me. You don't like Ron. You don't like Tyler. Hey, man, just keep it moving, baby. It's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
I mean, that.
Stick around. Hopefully we can turn you.
Hey, somebody escalated quick, Jack. Meet me off I-45. Came quick out the drop. My goodness, let's calm down here a little bit.
He did make some good points, though.
He made some great points. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's reset this. All right, as the Astros are off, they did they do get a half game lead over the Tigers. I mean, over the Mariners, who lost to the Tigers last night. So they do lead the West.
Look at there
at this moment, as they head to play the Red Sox. They lead the West right now. Let's reset. Listen. At some point, we will see Justin Verlander and Kyle Tucker back in the lineup. Now, Verlander, it feels like we're moving quicker. He had a bullpen. He is going to have
Justin Verlander.
The next step for him is him going to having a rehab start. Either in Sugarland, he is heading to have a rehab start this weekend in Sugarland. So that is getting closer. Kyle Tucker, I don't know what to believe. I've heard it's aggressive to say he'll be back this month. Then I've heard, well, he was looking good, man, pain free yesterday. Then I heard he can jog, but he can't sprint. So we've heard a lot with Kyle Tucker. But the thought is eventually he's going to make his way back into the lineup. And I want to hear from the people as well on these two things. When they get healthy and they get these two big guns back, Verlander and Tucker, what's the lineup look like and what's the rotation look like? What should be the lineup? What should be the rotation? I feel like the rotation is easier, right? Like, I think Spencer Arrighetti makes himself the odd guy out, right?
They're going to go to six.
You think they go to six?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, I think...
To try to save some of those guys?
Yeah, man, you got a lot of youngsters you're leaning into, man. You got to try to save those guys any way you can. And along the way, I think they've been trying.
We've heard
Dana Brown's even said it. You know, Dana Brown's even said it would be nice. It would be nice. I heard you listen to TK and Blum up in the booth. I mean, you know, they've been very open about it. Blum's been very open about, hey, man, it would be nice to get these youngsters, a little bit of relief in a sense of having a six-man rotation. So, I would think they're going to go straight to a six-man rotation, especially now. Hell, there's no reason in disrupting any of the three young guys or Kikuchi. Or Fromber after what we just saw. Not that they would disrupt any of those guys at the top of the rotation, but
I love Kikuchi.
Yes, you too. We all do. I think it's six man rotation immediately. The conversation here, Ron, is definitely about that lineup, right? What do you do? And
I hear that. Hold it real quick. Are you sure of it, Tyler? You feel like it's going to be a six man rotation? You think that's where they're going to go?
It feels like they're leaning that direction, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, though.
Are they good?
I don't think it's locked in.
I know the lineup is a hard one. The six-man rotation I like because of Blanco, Brown, and their arms. You want to keep them safe. But are they're in a comfortable enough space to not give as many starts to Framber, to Verlander? Right now, you feel like they're in a good enough spot right now because they're not chasing.
Yeah,
they're
I do. I feel like they're in a great spot. They position themselves perfectly to do so.
Because the six-man rotation obviously saves innings, but yes. It also means that
fewer innings and starts for your top guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the route they take.
The run they made has helped them be able to have that.
Well, if Spencer's wheels were coming off, or Blanco, or Hunter Brown's wheels were coming off, it would probably be a more difficult decision. But right now, I don't know what would stop them from going to that, given how guys have performed of late.
All right, the lineup is. That's the one. The lineup is the one when you potentially bring back Tucker, and what we've seen up to this point, clearly the top five is probably set, right? With Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, and I think probably Tucker slides in right there. God, they get to do their pressures. Oh, no, they got their back-to-back lefties right there. Then with Diaz following, and then I think I'd probably say Pena.
Yeah.
In that six spot, and then after that, they're hell bent on Jake in center. I would say Jake, probably seventh. Now you're looking at who's in right field, and who's at first base.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you, we talked about this yesterday in terms of who's catching. I would have Caratini in that lineup, and he would damn sure be batting in front of Jake if it were me.
The lineup you would want to have is Alvarez in left field, Alvarez in left field, Tucker in right, Jaikin Center with Caratini as the DH or catcher.
Diaz, catching or DH, and then Diaz catching or DH. Yeah, that's where I would go with it.
Yeah.
And then you got, obviously, you got you got Jake Myers at eight, and you've got DeZenzo?
Yeah,
Him at nine. I like that lineup, man.
If whoever is at first base, I'm with you on that, and we could talk about that a little bit more. But I'm with you on that letting that kid play first base. But whoever it is, either him, Singleton, or Dubon,
and then you're right back to you got Dubon as your super utility guy if you want to use him in that manner, or if at some point in time you want to couch him in center field because Jake just continues to struggle at the plate and doesn't show flashes of getting back to that hot hitter that he was for that month earlier this season. Then you got options with Dubon, obviously. So, that's where I'd go with it. I mean,
I think it should be that way every day. If that's the case, I don't know how I feel about Alvarez playing every day in left field.
But. Oh, come on, man. It was good out there.
Yeah, he looked good yesterday.
Yeah, that was a rough play yesterday. What the hell was he thinking?
He looked beautiful yesterday with it. All right, coming up. Sometimes you have to admit when you're clearly off on something. And at least up to this point, as we sit here on August 8th, I think we may have been off on something. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Well, I love it. I love it when we get Tyler. This is my favorite. No, it's one of yours. When we get texters who talk crazy as hell to you and act like, and then you give them a pretty tame response.
Yeah.
And then they respond to you like what they said is a normal thing. Like my man right here, he likes to call me Rerun.
Oh, he's special.
Yeah, he said, Rerun, with those little hands and short arms, you probably don't want that I-45 smoke. Just saying. So
you're so clever, friend, with your Rerun nickname.
So many of you who say silliness to me, you know I have a patented response to you. Just to let you know that it really, really means is like you're lame. So here you go, and you know what that is.
Bad for you.
You know what that is. My patented. Thanks for the feedback.
Thanks for the feedback.
And I told this gentleman who said that to me, right? Like, think about it. As a man or a woman, someone says this to you, Rerun. So right off the bat, that's like you joking. You're trying to get, like, that's not a pleasant thing.
You probably hate your life.
With those little hands and short arms, you probably don't want that smoke at I-45. If you heard it, I said, I'm telling those two guys to chill out.
Well, then that part, that guy's clearly self-conscious.
I said, thanks for the feedback. Even pure lames need to welcome it. Then my man says, well, thanks. You, for whatever reason, have a problem with constructive criticism. I'm here to help, but it's your loss. Maybe that makes you lame, Mr. Ron, a.k.a. Rerun, a.k.a. Peaches Hughley.
No, that's like, you, Texter.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Silly goose.
Like, you think you giving me constructive criticism with that line? No, you know, as a man, anybody say something crazy like that to you, you ain't taking that as no damn constructive criticism. And now you about to cry?
What happened?
Yeah, that's just some fella who left his bridge for a little bit.
What happened? I missed? Somebody say something to you, Ron?
You know, these cats on the
guys that are upset with their text line situation.
Who talk real crazy,
you
know? To you.
Yeah.
And then you respond to them, and then they acting like you just,
how dare you.
You can't take constructive criticism.
Well, I mean, I don't take constructive criticism from strangers. You are correct. I mean, I don't know what's going on here. I don't even know who you're talking about. But yeah, I mean, that's
now we don't know who you are, friend.
like my man Greg. Hey, man, why don't you go and try your best to be as good as Sean Pendergast? I'm just giving you criticism. Man, yeah, okay. All right, dog. You're right, Greg. Damn, man. I can tell, man. You telling me that with love?
Yeah, man.
You need criticism, so man. It's not like you co-host the number one show in the
city. How'd you get your job? Why don't you go be? Nah, man. Like if you gonna talk funky, be ready to accept funky back. And I'm cool with it.
We'll get all this little funk.
Don't talk funky and then be, oh, I was giving constructive criticism.
Yeah, if you get funky, we're gonna bring the funk right with you.
If that's your level of constructive criticism, I believe you done had your ass kicked a bunch of times.
We've told you now. Funk is a living creature.
What is that again?
A mole, Greg.
I ain't got that one.
I gotta send y'all that video.
I ain't got that one. I will say this though. Back to the sports. Clint, I gotta say, man, I was really, really interested, and maybe one of the most interesting things to start training camp and start the offseason was to me on how Stephon Diggs was going to fit in, how that situation was going to go about. Because, yes, as I said when they brought him in, I think this move now, when you add him to the weapons they had, makes them a Super Bowl contender and a top four AFC team at the very least once they got him. But obviously there was not fake, very real, we've seen it and witnessed it, baggage that came with him on the field with teammates, particular quarterbacks. And it was a wonder how that was going to fit. As of now, on August 8th, Clint, I've got to say, one, not that I thought fireworks was going to start here, but even more surprised to me that it's not just fireworks, that this dude has become one of the most important guys in the locker room to this team. Not just on the field, but just the leadership thing. Like, it's not just that he has had nothing pop up. It is, Clint, that he is, like, he's one of the top three leaders on the team, it feels like. He's been more than what they bargained for, more than what that second round pick has been worth, at least up to this point. So I got to tip my hat to Stephon Diggs, as his him being brought over is more than just, you know, on the field stuff. It has become, boy, I would potentially look at this team differently if he weren't in there working with a lot of these cats.
Well, look, there's so many layers here that it's awfully convincing, right? I mean, you made a comment early on, and you and I kind of went back and forth on it because I think it's the toughest kind to manage, or the kind that do right 99% of the distractions when it matters the most on the sideline, right? And your response consistently was, well, you know, it seems like it's an eruption that stems from caring too much, ultimately, and having too much invested and wanting to win too bad, and you know, that very well could be true. In fact, it probably is more likely that is the case with Diggs after we won. There's just so many layers to this dude in a sense of like what he brings to the table. You want to talk about a guy that's worth every penny. You paid him, I think, $22 million this year, worth every single penny without a doubt. And you know, we've talked about the mentoring, the really towards, it seems like Tank Dell, and it seems like John Mechie early in camp, him going out of his way to mentor those guys. We've talked about just, you know, my old thought of, if I were a coach or if I were scouting or recruiting, you know, I'd want to sit a guy in a cafeteria by himself, watch everybody else come in, and if he doesn't have 5 or 6 or 10 guys sitting around him rather quickly, then I know that guy's not my guy. That guy's not the leader that everybody thinks he is. That guy's not as well-liked, not genuinely and sincerely, as everybody thinks he is. Stephon Diggs is a guy where wherever you set him on a practice field in a break, that's where the crowd goes to. Everybody naturally gravitates to Stephon Diggs. We talk about how hard he works in practice. I mean, he is 100% every rep. I mean, he is a quarterback's best friend as it pertains to that. And then, you know, we hear yesterday he's out of practice. Now, I don't know how much it had to do with getting you know, hit by Jimmy Ward or not. I don't know how much
they
that had to
say,
do with
it. They said he walked off gingerly, but he came back in the game or into practice.
Right. I don't know how much it had to do with it, but I mean, I know that we've got to be, man, we got to be 15 practices in, and that's the first time that I've heard Diggs is taking a veteran day or taking a day off, regardless of why.
And this guy's like, taking him.
I mean, this is another layer, man. I mean, it is easy to lead It is easy to lead when all of those things are true. People naturally gravitate to you. You genuinely and sincerely want to help the younger dudes or help other guys at your position. You understand like what it takes to have true chemistry with your quarterback. Like you gotta invest. You gotta have sweat equity. And now all of a sudden you're a dude that's accomplished more than anybody on his football team. He's accomplished more than anybody on his football team.
And working harder than anybody else.
15 straight days? Man, it's easy to lead from the front, boys. It's easy to lead when you're out there in pads and you're grinding and you genuinely and sincerely care. So, yeah, not only is Stephon Diggs impressing the hell out of everybody and worth every penny, he just continues to add layers. He continues to add layers to what, you know, what he's bringing to this football team.
Yeah, man. It was off on that, and it's one of those things, Clint. You don't realize until you get to see it on a daily basis.
Oh, that's right. It's impossible. Right?
You don't get to see that, and isn't it odd? I think you said this, and I agree. Like for what he gives every day, it does seem like you're able to potentially handle some of the potential meltdowns or blowups a little differently just because, like, you're seeing this on a daily basis. You're seeing I think it does wear thin after a while if it's a continually happening. But the way that he goes at it every day, it feels like it's something that's more manageable and more able to accept because, as I said, you know mostly where it's coming from.
Yeah, look, I mean, you just not
a habit.
You give benefit of the doubt, and guys can get away with things when they grind like they do, and nobody even questions whether winning is priority number one for them. It's kind of like Brady, not putting Diggs in the same category with Brady, but just I think from the context of this conversation, I think it's fair. Like Brady blowing up on the sideline. Right? The way he does. Like, that's acceptable because of the way dude grinds, the way that he leads, the way that he overworks, the way that he's always looking for an advantage. And all of his teammates and all of his coaches understand that. And so that's acceptable. And it's totally different than some jackleg blowing up on the sideline because he's not getting the football or because something's not right around him. And that's why. I mean, and you look at Stephon Diggs now and you go, and I don't know if he had these same – I don't know if he was doing these same things in terms of helping the youngsters and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if he had the same relationship with the head coach and the quarterback that he seems to have here. I have no idea. But you look at the work he's putting in right now. I mean, he has earned the privilege. Not that I encourage it or want it to ever happen, but he's earning the privilege to be on the sideline and throw a damn helmet and say, damn it, we got to be better.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's earned the privilege to do that based on what everybody's seen at practice what kind of value he brings to this team. So it's definitely a different animal when you see it every day.
Yeah, and I do think when Diggs kind of goes off, I'd be surprised to hear it be like, hey, give it to me. I think it is probably more, as you just said, we got to do this, right? I get the sense that it's not a deal like if Tank is getting the ball or Nico is getting the ball and they're putting up points and I believe he said it in a press conference and everything is looking right and going right. I think he's good with it. I don't think he's Keyshawn in this thing.
Right.
Throw me the damn ball. I don't think that's where his go off is. I think his go off potentially is like this offense is not running the way it should be.
Which makes sense. Again, watching the way he invests for days and days and days and reps and reps and reps, you should be pissed off if something's not working.
I think there are some guys, and you probably run into guys in the league that, I know we put up 35 today, but damn, man, this ball ain't coming
my way. Well, yeah, there's more of those guys than not.
I don't know. I don't feel that Diggs is that way.
It doesn't seem
it
like
doesn't,
it.
At least from what we're seeing right now.
It does not seem like it.
A lot of times. But by the way, I just saw this, Clint. USA, the men's team.
Yeah.
They're at the half. They're down 11 to Serbia.
Oh, boy. Serbia, that's big boy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Jokic.
Yeah.
They got a couple of other pros over there. They're down. I flipped over, but they were down 15. I might have to get my man Tyler to turn to USA.
I mean, it beats the hell out of watching his.
I mean, I could watch this, but I mean
I don't have any interest in watching this Kansas City San Francisco Super Bowl replay. I mean, while USA's playing hoops, yeah, let's check it out.
They're at the half. I looked over.
Hey, T, get Cheryl in there. Switch that up, Bob.
I looked over. I said, oh my God, they're down 50. But can you imagine they lose this game to Serbia?
Man, be tough. Be tough sledding.
Imagine they lose this game to Serbia. I bet
Steph, not good enough.
I bet Steph's over there like, well, it ain't going to fall on me. they love my ass. Ain't going to fall on me. All right, coming up, as we get you ready for a big, big weekend, the Astros, they're off today, but they got a big one coming up against the Red Sox, another team that's above 500. We'll get you ready for that and look at yesterday's big W to win that series against the Rangers. Also, D'Amico expresses what he wants to see in terms of series, how many series he wants to see his ones play. We'll talk about that and get ready for the big one tomorrow between the Steelers and the Texans. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.